Nancy, it was like night and day. Way better in the winter.
Stein's talking about being a tourist in your own town, going down to Pike Place Market, which we did this week. It was great to not have a million tourists around, wasn't it?
Oh, it was wonderful. The last time I was there was in the summer, and it was just, I'm not a claustrophobic person, but I don't like being hemmed in by a lot of people because I believe that almost anything can happen in that situation. Frequently does. But this was just wonderful. The market was just the way it ought to be. You could swing your arms around and really enjoy it, not be crammed in with a million people. I'm all for the tourists and hope everybody keeps coming here and all the folks at the market can continue to make a good living there, but it's a lot more pleasant when it's not so crowded.
Recently, I had a friend from New York in and I brought her to the market and she was absolutely floored. She said, even in New York, she doesn't feel that you can get so many different types of international foodstuffs and whether you're going to sit down and eat or whether you're going to be buying them. And that's true. I mean, if you need Mexican ingredients, if you need German ingredients, you've got Bavarian meats, you've got Oriental Mart. Stein told me he needed Persian black limes. I told him I wish I had known I would have brought some from home. But instead, I took him down to World Spice Merchants and we both filled up with things we needed, including some nice saffron for me.
Yeah, I don't need to buy saffron, Nancy, because, as you know, I grow my own.
Yes, you and everyone else around here.
Saffron.
I'm sorry. But I'm so excited because I got turned on to Country Dough.
Nancy, thank you so much for taking me to Country Dough.
The owner of Country Dough, Cheng Bao Yang, is the guy who started many restaurants around here. Seven Stars Pepper. He went to Bellevue and opened Szechuan Chef. He's right across from Emmett Watson's Oyster Bar. Let's talk about what we had for breakfast.
Well, you might be able to describe it better. It's Northern Chinese breakfast kind of stuff.
Well, he makes these actually sandwiches that are made out of homemade flatbread. It's almost like a tandoor.
We had a couple of them, one with chicken, and then another was cumin beef, I think.
Cumin beef. That was delicious.
And then this wild crepe with a fried crawler. It sounds too starchy, but it wasn't.
This was a glorious, a fine crepe that's then made with, it puts a little egg over the top. There's some kind of spicy condiment of some sort. And then the donuts, the kind that you would dip into pho, like that style, into Chinese hot noodle soup. Right. So it's like a donut inside a crepe. It's kind of like a turducken.
Made entirely of carbs, but it was absolutely terrific.
There's always like one thing for a lot of us that we go to the market and we can't leave without having, and that is, that crepe is the new thing that I will not be able to leave the market without having. But I also have to tell you that I took Stein by Socios Produce, where Mike Osborne and his guys were trying to convince Stein to eat fruit. I had a nice piece of two different types of oranges. They offered a slice of pear, it was delicious, and some nice crisp apple that they had there. And Stein refused, as you all well know.
I could have eaten that fruit, Nancy, but it would have been wrong.
More for us, right?
Wasn't it Yogi Berra that said, nobody goes there anymore, it's too crowded?
Right.
Well, not now. Winter is a great time to take a stroll through the market.
Pike Place Market.
In Seattle. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
On the stroll.
Apparently unaware of the colloquial meaning of that phrase. Leeson.
He's Dick.
Meet you under the clock, Nance.
Anytime, Stein.